B-Pod Studios.
I sent you PayPal.
No, come on over, Manny.
Thank you for
come
PayPaling
back to the...
me. For a little behind the scenes to the start of the wrap-up show, you heard Manny in the background. He PayPal'd me because he used my Amazon Prime because he, I believe, is taking a political stance against the warehouse conditions, and he doesn't want to use his PayPal account, but he...
Do you not have Amazon Prime?
Amanda does, but her password's not working.
Oh. Well, she changed it so you can see what she was buying.
Believe me, I know what she's buying. The Amazon vehicle is at my house hourly, not daily, hourly. I got more packages.
I love them. They're fantastic.
So we did talk about Amazon today because a lot of people said, you know, with Amazon Prime yesterday that the Lady Gaga thing happened too, where she was selling on Amazon. And people were upset because the working conditions, according to a lot of Amazon employees inside the warehouses, aren't good. But we took some phone calls from people who were like, no, it's fine.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind I of. Just wonder if that was just the Minneapolis location.
And Germany. There's
yeah, it was a
from,
big thing in
from Germany,
yeah.
too. So, listen, I think it's fair to say that every job is going to have its ups and downs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, your job is just not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, if you work in a warehouse and you're packing boxes and it sucks that you have to get 200 or 300 out, but I'm sure that's how the commerce works. Like, people need that.
Well, Roy, you had an interesting theory.
All the boxes were his.
And, well, yeah, that's probably
that's what he's
true.
Saying.
No, but like maybe that they're in the middle of like a negotiation for
yeah.
union.
Maybe it's a union currently in the middle of negotiation, and they're using this to get bad press to push Amazon into bending on certain deals because it happens to be big news right around Prime Day.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean it's possible. You know that
which is one hell of a strategy because if we use that strategy here, I'm pretty sure he'd be fired.
Right.
If we spread bad things about our boss, I think they'd be like, oh, yeah, well, screw you, too.
But the truth is that every job is going to have its upside and its downside. And Amazon actually came out and said, hey, listen, we're not only are they lying, but we're tops in our industry in job safety, in taking break, you know, giving employees breaks and even in pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was a 911 operator and it's a grueling 12-hour shifts at night. But we had a room to go nap in, and we had a library.
But people relied on you.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
sucked, but people mm-hmm. relied on you. And, like, yeah. Roy is relying on you guys, the Amazon employees, to fulfill his shipment of left-handed finger puppets.
Right.
That he needs immediately.
Right. And what I really appreciate about these wonderful Amazon employees, they deliver in the middle of the day so I can get rid of the boxes, and Sterling never knows.
Right.
Which is beautiful.
Hey, producer Nicole, when was the last time you ordered something off of Amazon? I don't see you as much of an Amazon shopper for some reason.
I'm not. Like, I don't have Prime. I use Lauren's when she had it.
Mm.
And then now I use my dad's.
Mm.
Oh, so you lost the Prime when you broke up with Lauren.
Uh-huh.
Lauren got the Prime in the breakup.
You also lost.
Well, she paid for the Prime.
Did you lose Hulu?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, because we have a mutual agreement.
Okay. What do you give her?
I give her Netflix. She gives me Hulu.
And I give you?
HBO.
And you give me?
Hulu.
Right.
And, so you're using Lauren's Hulu.
Yes.
And even the other day, like.
So am I?
Oh my gosh.
Literally, the other day, I get a text, and I had fallen asleep on the couch watching Netflix. I get a text, and she's like, I just got kicked out of Netflix. And I don't know who's not.
Part of our pyramid scheme.
Yeah, but you need to log someone off so I can get on because I'm contributing Hulu.
And wow. So I would hate that because I like to keep track of all the things I'm watching. You guys would screw my list up.
I don't use Hulu too much, though.
I think Lauren and I watch pretty much the same thing.
Handmaid's Tales is always on Hulu.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Yeah,
man.
But then when she goes back and watches it and you're like behind, and then she... Like,
no, she finishes them before I even start, I think.
Okay. Oh, that would screw me up.
You know, the Amazon Prime video app is really good.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
I mean, like, Dean wanted to watch the original Jumanji the other day, and it wasn't on demand, and it wasn't on Netflix. It was on Amazon Prime for free.
They occasionally have good movies and stuff, but I don't, like, look for them for original programming, except that Jack Ryan TV show. That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have gotten on the second season of that. Remember, I watched the
There's
whole...
There's a second season out?
Yeah. I watched the whole first season in, like, 3 days. I would hide in the office back here and not go home.
Yeah.
Why didn't you finish it?
I did finish the first season.
Oh, okay. The other thing that happened on today's show is we found out that there was a MRL show member who has an imposter out there. And it was so funny because a lot of the things that the imposter was doing, this MRL show member also is probably guilty of doing at one time. And it was somebody that was impersonating me.
Right.
And
this is not the first time we've heard of this.
No, somebody impersonated me, unfortunately, in a more serious circumstance up at Tweetsie Railroad, mm-hmm. tweeting the employees terribly and then told everyone that they were Manny from Kiss 95.1.
See, and I think it's the same person.
I don't think so. That was years ago, though. That was 2015.
What do you think? They're just going to do it once? And then, like, if they got away with it, they're just going to keep doing it.
You think the guy just got out of jail after doing 4 years or something? Like, why has it not?
But this is just the next time that we heard about it. Like, imagine it, how often it might happen. And we never hear about it.
Well, I know one time someone said, hey, Roy, it was good seeing you at Clean Juice. And I'm like, that's healthy. Wasn't me.
I wasn't at Clean Juice.
Clean Juice.
But on it, this person said that they were up at their apartment in Cornelius, and the guy was going around telling everyone that he was Manny from Kiss 95.1, and he helps put the music together on the MRL show, and then stole a football from the kids.
Oh,
and they started playing with the kids.
Which... you stealing a football from the kids and playing with the kids sounds about right, but we don't pick the music. We have someone here on our staff here at the radio station that does that.
And you weren't even in the same city.
No, I wasn't in Cornelius, honestly. And the other thing, too, is like, even if I go to the pool, like in Waxhaw at my pool, or I go to somebody's pool if they invite me, like, I'm so low-key and just down with the kids, really.
Oh, really?
Well, you're not like, low-key, but I'm down with my kids.
Okay, I didn't know if you were trying to, like, hide, like, a celebrity hat, sunglasses.
Come in, like, looking more suspicious.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't just go around telling people is what I do.
Yeah. Hey,
listen, that's a good rule of thumb. If you're listening to this podcast and you live in Charlotte or the surrounding area, and someone says that they're Manny from Manny, Roy, and Laurel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ren or Roy or Loren or Nicole, that's not true. That's not how we start a sentence. Unless we're in a traffic ticket situation.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, like I might do it at when I'm trying to get a listener, when I can trying to promote the show.
Well, yeah, but that's not how you open.
But that's not how I open. Right. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I think we just touched on it briefly, but it is so hilarious that Roy is part of the group, Loren, that are going to storm the gates of Area 51.
I said I
would
really
go
going?
Too.
Let's do it. They can't arrest us.
Is it while we're on vacation?
They can't arrest
no,
us
it's
all.
In September. They can't arrest us all. There's a million of us, and there's what, probably 20,000 of them?
Roy, you're totally getting arrested.
What
like,
are you
if
talking
you go,
about?
You're getting arrested.
You know, like,
they can't.
Can I be honest?
What? What?
You've been arrested for this.
This isn't your first time storming Area 51?
No, but all I have to do is outrun you.
You son of a...
Don't shoot me, shoot him.
I definitely run faster than you, Roy. I'll make it out.
I'm going to be tripping
kidding.
Everybody. I'm like, well, you guys
do usually an annual trip down to Orlando for the...
Yeah, for Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights. This time, just go to Area 51.
Do a detour.
We should. Go to Arizona.
I don't care. I'm not going because I don't think there's anything there, but...
No, here's the thing.
You're
I
crazy.
Think that out of the million of people... only like 100 people is actually going to show up, and it's truly the nut jobs that are going to show up.
And they're going to get arrested.
It's the people that have like bunkers.
Yes, it's the crazy ones. And but all of us who are just doing it for fun are, you know.
Loren, I totally think that Area 51 exists. What I think is behind the walls isn't what everybody else thinks.
You don't think there's aliens?
No.
Did you know there's a bunker that has every seed of every tree?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And all like the fruits and vegetables.
That's cool. In case anything ever happens, we can rebuild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do the seeds not dry out?
I think they
seeds
water
are
them.
Dry, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure they check on them.
It's probably a climate that can withhold everything.
Now, if it was Loren who was in charge of the shed, she'd never have her fucking keys, and the seeds would die, and the fruit would die.
I found my keys.
She'd
after
get
a month.
Out.
Yeah, she would get locked out. We'd all die.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about how there's a Noah's Ark of seeds somewhere? That's so fascinating.
It's so cool.
It's smart.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And there's also like a bunker where the president goes. Like on 9/11, President Bush went into the bunker somewhere like inside of a mountain that keeps him safe. It's like some Dr. Evil stuff.
I don't think it was quite like that. I've seen what you're talking
Can
about.
Can I get
Batman?
Some freaking sharks with laser beams? Yes.
Well, you guys remember the Greenbrier in Virginia?
Yeah.
So the Greenbrier was supposed to be the presidential bunker, and it's all underneath a hotel and casino. And then somebody like let the cat out of the bag, and so now they have to open it up for tours because somebody like revealed it. It's no longer a secret.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure. And by the way, let's say that there are aliens on the other side of the wall of Area 51. Wouldn't that change everything?
What do you mean?
That you think?
Well, that's why. Well, I mean, if you want to get into it, that's why, like, the government doesn't tell us these things.
Right. They're trying to keep us safe so that we can watch.
They're trying to keep us not in the know.
But that's so that we could go about our daily lives without being paranoid. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like your parents, like, what you don't know won't hurt you type thing.
Well, let me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How about this? Let's throw another conspiracy in the fire here. Fort Knox. You guys know about this place?
Yeah, it's a game that the kids are playing.
No, it's a secured. It's a secure facility. Used to be where we hold our gold reserves.
Ashton. Yeah, you can't get into Roy's apartment. That's why it's called Fort Knox.
There is a lot of security in my apartment, but they used to hold our gold at Fort Knox. Yes. They moved the gold like 20 years ago. What's in there now? What are they hiding in there?
I don't know. Is it open?
Can you not get in there now?
No, you can't get in. It's still secured.
It's a mattress firm.
Maybe they just...
Remember the mattress firm conspiracy?
Yeah, but by the way... when Lauren moved to New York, she literally walked into Mattress Firm, got a mattress and like praised it. And I was like, was anyone else in there? She's like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Someone else was in there and the guy was taking phone calls. And I was like, yeah, he was taking phone calls for his side gig.
Yeah. Money laundering. That's what we found out Mattress Firm is about. By the way, Mattress Firm is a proud sponsor of the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
There's other people inside the Mattress Firm going, I'll take the mattress with softness like angel dust. Wink, wink.
Hey, real quick, round the room. Let's do this, and then we'll wrap up the Rap Party podcast. If there's an alien in Area 51, who do you want the alien to be? That you could take home with you.
Well, oh, like a person?
No, like a popular alien that we would all know, like a TV or movie alien.
No. Well, I like this one better. Is if like the aliens needed to take one female and one male of the human species to create the ultimate
to procreate?
Who would it be?
Whoa.
I
believe Hitler did this in World War II.
Oh my God.
And so I would take LeBron James and Serena Williams and make the ultimate athlete. I don't know.
See, I would go Leo and Carrie Underwood.
Oh, they'd be pretty. Hmm. Sometimes two pretties make an ugly.
Friends like Channing Tatum and Leo DiCaprio.
I think I would want the Roger alien, by the way, to go back to your alien from American Dad.
He's the best.
He's the sassiest gay man.
Yeah, he is the best alien ever. Yeah, and he's really sassy.
I love him. And he's so fun. He has disguises. It's the coolest alien.
Hello, Roger. Alf is good, but he's old.
Never heard of him.
What? From the TV show Alf?
What?
Yes, you have. He's
Roy,
the furry guy.
I only know of him. I've never watched him or anything. It's from the 80s or something.
The TV show got canceled in like 88. But
I've never heard of it.
You probably, when you see the furry thing, you'd be like, oh, that's Alf.
E.T.?
Yes, that's the only alien I feel like I know.
He looks like a turd.
How about you ever see the movie Meatballs?
No.
There's a movie called Meatballs, and they're at camp, and an alien comes. Uh-huh. And they're like, hey, what's your name? I'm Jeff. And he goes, me, Ted. And he said, my name's Ted, and they called him Meathead the whole time.
Isn't Coneheads aliens, too? Isn't that whole thing a cone?
And they're like, Meathead, get out of there. You know, he was like E.T., but it was Meathead.
That's like our MacGyver guy here. His name was Mike Iver, and we called him MacGyver for so long.
They're like, hey, get with MacGyver. He knows exactly how the ratings work.
Okay,
we're like,
yeah, no problem.
We're like, sweet, dude, what a great name for a guy who knows how the ratings work. And we find out his name's Michael Iver.
All right. We got to wrap up. That's the end of the Rap Party podcast. It's where you get a little behind the scenes about our show. We do silly things. We talk about everything. It's a bit uncensored. It's a bit unfiltered. It's a bit of us, the real us. It is the Rap Party podcast. We'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.